Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You really can't top your incarceration last week, Ken. But within that time, we did pass a budget, $168 billion. A lot of talk about some of the issues, some of the items in the budget targeting Bill de Blasio in New York City.
The state agreed to give another $250 million to NYCHA, which is the New York City Housing Authority, much beleaguered. But there's going to be, as part of the deal, an independent monitor created to look how the money is spent to make sure it's going to the right places if you're Governor Cuomo, and it's a wrong move if you're the city. There's also education funding went up for the city, but of course they'll now have to say where the money is going. The city will have to report just to see, you know, if poor schools are getting it. The governor is under attack for not helping poor schools enough, so he's going to use this argument that, hey, we've increased money, you know, dramatically during his tenure, but now we're going to see exactly where it goes.
There's also the federal tax cut and the workaround in New York.
To address the federal tax reform bill, now companies will have the option of creating a payroll tax, and that would replace the income tax that employees pay. It's optional. It's unclear how many businesses will actually opt into it, but it's one response. The other one is creating these charitable foundations that the taxpayers can pay into to fund things like education. Again, it's unclear what will happen with that, because the IRS is going to take a look at that and say whether it's legal or not.
To the governor's race in New York, where Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, a Republican, is set to officially announce today.
Yeah, Molinaro a month ago told Republican leaders from across the state that he is in. He did it during a private meeting. Now, for the first time after a month of trying to win support from county chairs, which he has enough now to get on the ballot and be the nominee or the designee for the party, he's going to make it official with an announcement both in Dutchess County in Tivoli, where he was mayor, and then with a second announcement later in the day in Albany.
Finally, you have an exclusive. Dem fears Nicks on state Senate goal. What's this?
Kind of a weird one. Jay Jacobs, the Nassau County Democratic chairman, says if Cynthia Nixon, who's primarying Governor Cuomo on the Democratic line, if she gets the Progressive Working Families line, that could actually hurt the effort to win the state Senate, according to Jacobs. He says that there are a lot of candidates who have expressed concerns for him that having Nixon on the Working Families party line would hurt their chances, and he says they would worry about actually taking that line. Others say that it would actually help, because you would get not only people who are going to vote for Governor Cuomo in November, but you'd also get those who want Nixon. Jacobs says otherwise.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.